Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. In an effort to bring greater transparency to AI-generated content, TikTok is introducing a new tool that allows creators to label AI-generated content. So this move comes as part of a wider industry trend, which I think is really emphasizing the need for clarity about the role of that AI really plays in content creation. And this new feature is going to serve not only to comply with TikTok's existing policies around synthetic media, but also to provide additional context to viewers who might otherwise find AI-generated content misleading or confusing, right? This is why I think it's important. And actually, I've been calling for essentially the same thing, right? A lot of people have been saying, you know, oh my gosh, there's going to be all this AI-generated content, not just video, not just like text, but like, or images, but videos specifically. This stuff's going to get better and people are not going to know what's real, what's fake, yada, yada. And what I've been saying is I'm like, just the same way that on social media, you have to do hashtag ad when something's sponsored, you just want transparency, right? The user just wants transparency. I don't think there's like a, you know, ban all AI-generated stuff because AI-generated stuff's great and maybe it saves creators and people a ton of time, money, energy, et cetera. So I think it has a lot of pros to it that it's super, super useful, but just label it, right? So the same way you say hashtag sponsored or whatever on sponsored content, the user wants transparency. And I think that's the same, you know, same thing with AI generated stuff. So it looks like TikTok's moving in this direction. Previously, TikTok had already updated its guidelines to demand the labeling of AI generated content, deepfakes, all that kind of stuff to kind of help users better understand and contextualize what they're watching. And the policy even allows TikTok to remove any AI-generated realistic images that are not properly disclosed. So, however, this new tool aims to facilitate the labeling of a broader range of AI-generated or heavily AI-edited content. Now, that is super interesting. Imagine if Instagram did that, right? They're like, they put labels on like influencers' posts. Like, this isn't actually what they look like. This is heavily AI-edited. That'd be hilarious. In any case, probably wouldn't be bad, to be honest. In any case, though, available upon video upload, the tool doesn't require creators to retroactively label their past content, right? So if you had past AI content, you're good to go. Now, I think what's interesting is there is a ton of different TikTok channels I've seen where it's like people making deep fakes. I think there's one, it's like deep fake Tom Cruise or something. All sorts of stuff. It'd be interesting to see what happens to those channels. I mean, essentially, I guess they just label it. People already know for a large part, but they don't have to label their past stuff. So very interesting. When activated, the label is actually going to appear below the creator's username, indicating that the video has been identified as AI generated. And I think it's worth noting that failing to label AI generated content, which doesn't fall under the existing synthetic media policy, will not result in penalties for creators. So TikTok also revealed plans to develop automated detection and labeling of AI-generated content. This is really interesting. I mean, even OpenAI tried to have some sort of AI detection for AI-generated text. They failed, and they actually shut down the whole program. But I think this is going to be interesting to see if TikTok is able to pull this off. Obviously, there's a way to do it, just we haven't quite cracked the code on that yet. So to speak, no pun intended. So while TikTok is not telling us a lot about what's actually, you know, going to happen, and they're citing concerns that disclosing details could help bad actors evade detection, it did confirm that various detection models and partnerships are under assessment. So actually, I think this is smart. It's kind of funny, in my opinion, when companies come out and are like, yeah, we're like detecting AI by doing X, Y, and Z. And then it's like, okay, sweet. You just gave the blueprint to someone to evade that. So it really doesn't surprise me. They're not saying how they're going to do it. I think this initiative by TikTok aligns with recent moves by a bunch of big platforms, OpenAI, Google, who've also announced AI detection capabilities. Although OpenAI, I think, kind of failed at that. Perhaps they're going to try again. Instagram is reportedly developing a similar feature, and the EU is advocating for mandatory AI content labeling as part of its strategy to combat disinformation. Now, I, for one, usually am opposed to, like, most regulations and that kind of stuff. I'm sure you'll hear that in my opinions on stuff. This one, no problem with it. It's the same as labeling something that's an ad. I just think that gives you transparency, and, you know, it just stops you from, like, tricking people. Like, I guess the idea is, like, not to deceive people. So I think, yeah, this is a no-brainer. I have no problems with this. I think this makes a lot of sense. One significant change accompanying this announcement is the renaming of TikTok's AI-powered effects. Now, this is interesting, right? Because, you know, how, like, is TikTok going to be accused of calling the kettle black? They have AI features for doing all sorts of AI effects on you. So how do they, now that they're like, you got to label it or you're going to get in trouble, we could delete stuff that's not properly labeled. So the company will now explicitly include AI in the name of the effects that they have to make their, you know, their nature transparent to users. And this marks a departure from TikTok's previous stance. When its bold glamour filter gained some viral status, the company did not confirm whether it was powered by AR or AI. So alongside this, updated guidelines will also be issued for effect house creators, instructing them to do the same thing. So in the course of developing these new features, TikTok sought the expertise of its safety advisory councils and industry experts. I guess they have, MIT's Dr. David G. Rand. His research indicated that the term AI-generated is widely understood across, you know, demographic groups influencing TikTok's decision to use it. Additionally, the company plans to release educational content aiming to help users better understand the nuances of AI. I mean, that's whatever. I highly doubt their educational content's going to get that viewed. So it's kind of just like a nice to have, a thing they're saying, you know, they're doing to kind of show that they're, you know, on the right side of everything. So TikTok's latest updates are part of a broader initiative to be transparent and responsible with AI. Earlier this year, the platform committed to the Partnership on AI Responsible Practices for Synthetic Media. Moreover, it has collaborated with the nonprofit Digital Moment to host discussions about young people's perspectives on AI advances online. I think, you know, as these new AI labels start to appear, users might not immediately notice them until the full rollout is complete. But I think they kind of signify a conscious effort by TikTok to engage in, you know, talking about the ethical considerations around AI in the media. This is so interesting to me, though, because it's like all of a sudden now that it's labeled AI and it's like it's artificial intelligence doing it versus, I don't know, like we've been doing like Facebook's had Facebook filters forever. TikTok's had all sorts of AI filter kind of stuff. Now that it's kind of getting big and people are like, oh, deepfake, scary, bad. Like, now we're, like, going to make the regulations and rules and labeling. But, like, this stuff really has been around for a long time. Like, Facebook's filters on Messenger, I swear, that's over 5 years, right? 5-10 years on that stuff. So, anyways, it's interesting. It's interesting that they're making the changes now. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think these aren't really that bad. And probably labeling AI-generated stuff is good. In the long run.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.